Thanks for choosing customer support. My name is Adrian. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Adrian. My name is Judy Stott, S-T-O-T-T. The transactions I'm calling about is under my husband's name. He's here in the house, but I'm the one usually to try and straighten these things out. We had several things that we had, well, we didn't mean to order, but had gotten ordered. I can give you the order number. This was in March, and we called and talked to people, and then when we received it, they refunded, and then on the 29th of April, so just last week, there were a couple of things that came back on that charged to the account again, and then I talked to Kiera. And she said, no, you should have never been charged for those things because you called before the, you know, time and all this stuff. Anyway, we did get an email on one of the charges saying, you know, it will not be, you know, it'll be refunded. And it was. But the other one, still, we haven't received anything, and it's showing as a pending charge on his credit card. So all that to say... You need an order number.
Yes, ma'am. What's the order number?
The order number is 75, B as in boy, C as in Charlie, 41, B as in boy, 0, F like Frank, B like boy.
Thank you. One more. And what's the first and last name?
Last name is Stott. First name is Joseph.
Thank you. Alrighty here.
He's probably got a lot of notes on the account, I hope.
Yes, ma'am. And what's the shipping address?
7529 Carlisle Drive, Jonesboro, Georgia.
Okay, thank you. All right, so allow me a few moments here to go ahead and take a look at your account, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so they've been attempting to refund it to you, but it wasn't working, so let me see if I can try.
Okay. It's the 6487.
Oh, yeah, so it's giving me an error, too. So for some reason, that refund, it won't refund back to you for some reason. So let me see what I may have to. Okay, let me get my supervisor.
Okay, because on the right now on our credit card, it's showing as a pending charge, not a pending refund. It's showing as a pending charge, and it doesn't even need to be on there charged. It, you know, it needs to. If it gets charged on there, it needs to be refunded.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm just trying to see here. Why don't it want to refund? Because I see here what it done, many attempts to try to get it back refunded to you. Okay, so let me get my supervisor here, Ms. Scott, and see what's going on with that particular refund, okay?
Okay, your name again was Adrian?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on a brief quiet hold, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just make sure you're still with me. I appreciate your patience.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you. Thank you so much for patiently holding it, Ms. Scott. So I went ahead and put the refund request into our back office. So just allow up to I know y'all have been waiting, but just allow up to additional 3 to 5 business days for that refund to process, because I had to send it to back office for them to refund it to you all, because I'm not sure what's going on with the error on it.
Yeah.
But they're gonna take care of it, because they see, you know, it's due to you all. So back office, they'll probably, you know, put in something to get it to you all.
Okay, because right now it on his credit card it shows as a pending charge, which is weird. It shows it as pending.
Yeah, and once it's processed, then that refund will reflect back. That's probably why it's still pending, because we got to refund it back to you all. So that's sound about right for it to be pending.
Can you just shoot us an email so that we know that is being processed?
Yes, ma'am. You will get one. Yes, ma'am. And then once they process it,
we did not get it before.
Yeah, did it? Okay.
No, we got the one for the 69, which we received an email on that, and it did get processed and refunded. But the 6487, we never received an email confirmation on that.
Okay, I'll put it in for you all to get one.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
But on your record, you show we shouldn't be charged for it. Right.
Correct, yes, ma'am. I see where everybody has been attempting to try to refund it back to you all for some reason, because even when I just tried, it gave me an error. So I'm not sure why I keep getting the error messages, so I just had to send it to our back office for them to process it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I'm sending it. And it, can you verify his email address, please?
Sure. It's joe.stott.sr@gmail.com. Is that what you have?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay.
Alrighty, I'm just okay. All right, so I'll put that in, so I just allow 24 hours for that email to generate into your box, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem. Thanks for choosing customer support. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.